December 6, 1980.
In this early Evergreens, you will hear said many times, Vroot. You'll hear Evergreens telling a sentence, stating a sentence, and it'll interrupt with a Vroot, Vroot. That's because it was not controlled yet. That diminishes over the years, but it's probably hard to understand or hear like the first time as you're listening today. Okay, here we go.
My next question is, Frank Zappa is a musician who has considerable influence in the pop music world. In his association with Don Van Vliet when they were in their teens and early 20s, did Don Van Vliet have quite an intellectual influence on Frank Zappa's ideas?
Yes, we can.
In Lancaster, California, Lancaster, North 10th Street East, number 800, suite 45?
The street number is 45,800. It's Briarwood Mobile Home Estate. It's a mobile home, trailer court.
Okay.
In Lancaster.
Lancaster, California, North 10th Street East, number 45,800.
Trailer number 74.
Briarwood Park Trailer?
Yeah, Briarwood Mobile Home Court. And it's trailer number 74.
And the individual's name?
Dr. Don Van Vliet. And he's age...
39. Known properly as Captain Beefheart.
Yes, we have this one, yes.
And Frank Zappa in Los Angeles. Laurel Canyon, Woodrow Wilson Drive, number 7885, Frank Zappa, and he's age 40 this month.
Yes, he has this one. And considerable good influence, yes. This has been commented upon before.
By who?
He has this.
Yes, not to me or by you in our conversation. Mm. You mean by other individuals?
Yes. It is noted into the methodology of approach. Yes, there's been an influence.
Is it a very large influence in Frank Zappa's career?
Not as great as some would believe.
What would be more of an influence in Zappa's career and his musical ideas?
If you look closely, you see that much of the influence is the Baroque period of music. The individual have a good sense of musicology. This individual has began to move into his next stage of musical state. And you will see that this will be surprisingly melodious.
Mm. Will he be conducting other orchestras more?
More of this, yes.
Including his own band?
Indeed, so. But that itself is changing itself.
Okay. Anything else you would say about that?
Basically, no. The re-influence is there. But the individual Zappa himself is changing so much. This individual move into a greater period of brilliance would be the best description.
You said he was changing very much.
Very much indeed, yes.
Okay. My next question is about the book Finnegan's Wake, written by James Joyce. Now, Marshall McLuhan has commented on this exegetically in explanation of the ideas of James Joyce and what his purpose was in writing the book. Are these ideas accurate?
Yes.
Was Joyce one of the first individuals to pursue the study of the effects of media?
Seeing how media affected an individual's reaction to media itself, and finding an interactiveness, Wood. Joyce was one of the first few, not the first, but one of the first few.
Who was the first?
Certain Russian writers were first in this, you see. Also, there is references to media effect in certain Greek writings. But of the more modern age, you find that Joyce one of the first. Now take McLuhan's findings and look into other writers, and you find that it become a trend, you see. Look towards Norman Mailer, and you'll see that this is very true.
Is Norman Mailer influenced considerably by Marsh McLuhan's writings?
Not that he is influenced by his writings, but that he is influenced by media.
Could you name a few Russian writers
To the basis, you look to Dostoevsky.
I see. And by Greek writers, you mean 3,000-4,000 years ago?
To the early Greek writers, yes.
Yeah, B.C.
yes.
Yeah. Did Joyce perceive the effects of television and try to communicate this in Finnegan's Wake?
Now, it was more towards the influence of film than television. But it can be still applied to any media that involve more and more of the senses and begin to feed upon itself.
What did Joyce mean by his phrase on page 52? Television kills telephony in Brothers Broil.
Where there is any media that involve more senses than a previous media, then the previous media would separate. It separate those who prefer the newer media and those who would prefer the older media. Those who would prefer the newer media are invariably individuals that by necessity you require more breadth in the senses themselves. That is, those that would work towards the older media would have a sense of distrust of a new media that does involve more of the senses. And there is the division, you see.
Is Marsh McLuhan's analysis of the Ten Thunders in Finnegan's Wake accurate?
More or less.
These were meant, as McLuhan perceives Joyce said.
Yes.
Joyce meant these Ten Thunders to refer to individual media.
To individual effects of media.
Effects.
Yes. Now realize that media itself would cause the production of media. The way that is medium, let us say book, that medium push to itself another media that can be best described as fast book. Because fast book would have more of the senses involved. And the faster, the more senses are needed as the word becomes less and less of value. Instantaneous experience is the ultimate media. Therefore, media itself will reach towards a methodology of imparting information by immediateness. Television worked close to this, but that only involved two of the senses, sight and sound. Once the computer interface become dominant, and one can trigger all of the senses.
Including smell.
Including sound, including touch, including all, you see.
This gets into what was talked about on the Evergreen tapes about the man in the year 2078, where people exchange recordings.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exchange experiences.
Yes. Would it be considered a worthwhile study to pursue the study of the effects of media as Marshall McLuhan advocates?
Yes, it would be profitable.
Is the study of the ideas of Gurdjieff recommended by the Evergreens?
Gurdjieff himself, yes. I would suggest Wood read this, and also Blatowski, Wood, but work to Wood, Gurdjieff, Wood, as a point from which to depart, not a point in which you would stay immersed. Wood, use that as Wood, as a guidepost, but not a final destination, would be the best description. Then look towards Blatowski.
You mean Blavatsky?
Yes. And then look towards Gopikrishna and the like.
Would this in any way relate to the study of the effects of media?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
That last bit, the answer was yes. I asked, does Gurdjieff relate to the study that affects the media, and Evergreen say yes. I clipped it there. So we're now going to hear some parts of Michael giving his impressions, what he dreamt, so to speak, during the session.
Dan Van Fleet and Frank Zappa.
First thing when you say Frank Zappa, first thing comes into my mind is that this guy is not finished, not by any way at all. Some of his fans are going to say that his music has changed too much for them to like, but he'll pick up more and more people who will like his music. He's going to turn much more into composition, much more. And
why did he work? Why did he work in the pop medium?
Well, because he's very good at it, very good at it. But what he's learned, he's beginning to move into almost like a semi-classical. And somebody's going to say Frank Zappa does this. And he'll say yes, Frank Zappa does it, and does it very well too.